Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All teams covered. No talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Time now for Who Said It? We take quotes from ESPN 97.5 personalities. Could be from The Bench, could be from Palillo's show, could be from The Wheelhouse, could be PC, the late hits, Patrick Creighton. Joel has dominated the competition for the last 3 weeks, right? He's beaten me 3 straight weeks.
You know, I would like whenever we do this to start with my intro music to be "All I Do Is Win, Win, Win," and just put that on repeat. Thank you.
It's detect no lies. He's had the best of me. I'm willing to admit that. I'm willing to man up and admit that. 3-0. Joel has the lead. I think today's my day, though. I think the cold temperature has affected you, even though you're from the north. I think you've gone soft now that you've been in the south for a long time. It's a new month. This is the first one in February. I feel like that benefits me as well. Which one of us is going first today?
I believe it's Jeremy.
Which I think is great for me as well. I think I have everything's lined up.
I don't
for
know
me.
That it
everything's
is, but
aligned.
It shock me
I feel
that
like
you think
today
is
my day. So let's get started. We have first of 5 quotes,
let's
and then
do this.
Whichever one, and then we have to say different ones too. Different that way, in the interest of fairness,
that so, you got a shot. We got to do whatever we can to level the playing field. I get it.
Yeah, it's my handicap, I guess. All right, Brendan, get us started.
All right, quote number one: Joe Burrow is the closest thing to Montana since Montana.
And I'm first here.
Man, say it again.
I have no idea.
Joe Burrow is the closest thing to Montana since Montana.
The state or the quarterback? Okay, never mind.
That was brutal. Closest thing to Montana since Montana. I feel like that's something you could say in the... I can see like Lance saying that because he's an evaluation guy. Although I feel like... Oh, man. I'm going to go Palillo. I'm going Charlie Palillo on this one. I feel like that's a Palilloism.
I'm going with exactly what you started the conversation with. If there's Lance. Someone that's going to analyze
yeah,
on a deep dive,
said that.
I'm going to say Lance.
Who we got? All right, let's
well,
play the quote.
I marvel at Joe Burrow.
Wow, look at you.
Who, in demeanor and the way he plays, may be the closest to Joe Montana that we've seen since Joe Montana.
How loud is Andrew Carlson in there, by the way? My gosh. I can hear him clear as a whistle.
He opened the microwave door.
My goodness. 1-0. I'm leading. Yes. A convincing lead for me as we move along to round
I think your first
two.
Ever.
It might have been your first lead ever, so way to go. You are trying to buck the trend and set
Let's
a new
go.
Precedent. Good job.
All right. Quote number two. If old people can be the very best in the world at something, it's not a sport.
Old people can be the very best at something. It's not a sport.
No, it's not The Bench.
Like, what sport were they talking about? I
curling.
Wonder. Oh.
Would be my guess. And I'm giving you too much information. I'm helping you try
yeah,
to...
Yeah, but there's not... I mean, that's a young man's game. I feel like curling's a young man's game.
I'm going to say BK. The two outspoken youngsters. And again, I'm helping you again. I'm giving you the only other alternative you should have.
I don't know, though, about that.
Why do I have to?
Because we have to explain it. Otherwise, we have dead air.
I don't know radio. So
I could see somebody on the bench saying something like that. We already said Palillo. I don't think Brendan would go Palillo back and back. Or, that could be a Creighton thing, too, if you're good. Cody's cheesy at times. It's kind of a cheesy comment. I'm going to go Cody.
I think it has to be someone on the Wheelhouse.
You went BK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can say Cody. All right, yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going Cody.
Okay, it's an Olympic sport, but is it a
Whoa!
He did go back to
be
back.
The very
he
best in the world
me.
At it. I think it's a competition.
It does.
It takes amazing skill, but you're whisking a broom and pushing a little stone. I don't think of it as a sport.
A little stone?
And he
you
wants
know
to
how
try
much
it.
That thing weighs?
But they call it the stone, don't they?
Yeah, it's a stone. You're throwing it into the house.
Well, to Charlie, everything's little. So that thing just is calls it the little stone.
The stone weighs a good chunk. Now you do have the ice is the layer. You said that Charlie wanted to try it.
Yeah,
I tried it 4 years ago, the last Winter Olympics. It is hard.
You told me that. Yeah, but you told us that on the air yesterday. But he said he was talking about like what Olympic sport would you want to personally try? Like he said he would never dare think about like ski jumping or something like that, too dangerous. But he said he wanted he would try curling, but if he had to pick one, then he would pick bobsledding.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Well, you could hide him under the dashboard of the bobsled, and he wouldn't be in any danger.
I think it's the Houston Curling Club where you can do that. I disagree that there's old people in curling, though. Like, you fall on that sheet of ice, break a hip? I don't know about that.
There's a lot of athletic people.
1-0, Branham. After 2, 3 more to go.
All right, number 3. When you need help, alcohol always steps up for you.
When you need help, alcohol always steps up for you. That sounds like something that Brad Kellner would say with his Allstadt Brewing. I'm going BK.
So the only question for me is it the person that is speaking that, or is it someone speaking to the other person? I think it had to happen on the bench.
That's a great point.
I think Granato is the absolute subject of this, if I have to guess. But I'm questioning whether Granato would say it about himself or Lance looked at him and said, you know what? The quote, whatever it is, but I can see Lance saying that to Granato. So now my choice is down to 2.
This sounds like a carpool line moment to me.
No, because I'm not in the carpool in the morning. It's a quick drop-off. And I don't know. I didn't hear it when it was live, so I don't have any insight.
You watching film? What's going on here?
Well, I'm trying to be like Lance. I'm trying to analyze it to make the right decision. I'm going to say that Lance said it about John.
And who always steps up for you? When you need help, who is it who always steps up for you? It's alcohol.
You called it. You heard that.
No,
you heard
that. There's no doubt about it. I swear to God, did not hear it. But you have to think about it. The only thing I was puzzled about, would John say it about himself? Otherwise, there's no doubt. If we're talking about all of our lineup, the one guy in which alcohol solves everything, it's John Granato. It's Coors Light.
That's true. Now, you lay it out exactly how it happened, though. I'm calling conspiracy.
No, because I was literally going to go Granato at first.
I don't think that is how it happened. I don't remember for sure, but I don't believe that was the context.
I don't know if he was actually saying it about John himself.
Now, I am a little concerned.
1-1.
Because I don't have a tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
So I hope you guys sort
this out.
But
this is only our 4th one, isn't it?
Yeah, so we could have possibly ended a tie. That's a possibility.
I'm a fan of ties, so we're all right there. All right, round number 4, tied at 1.
And I go first this time.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I do. Easy.
My bad.
All right, quote number 4. If his hands are too small, I'm not drafting him.
So generic. Now, would you go back-to-back twice? That's the question, too.
Brendan has proven that anything is possible in this game. That's what they say about who said it, that anything is possible.
Man, I got 2 curling physiques in mind.
Curling physiques?
Yeah. I'm going to go... I'm going to go... I don't know that I feel great about this answer, but I'm going to go Cody.
That's terrible.
You
news for me.
But what did you come back with? Rebuttal it then. Don't just give me the raspberries. Give me who you think.
Well, I'm upset because that was who I was going to pick.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm upset that who I was going to pick. Because we had him on Crosstalk once, and I think we were asking him about Kenny Pickett, and he said he doesn't like small hands.
I don't recall that.
I do, because I was like, Joe Burrow has small hands. He's pretty good,
isn't
he?
See if you can figure out who I thought, if I didn't take Cody, who the other guy would be.
Probably Lance.
No.
Because he evaluates quarterbacks?
No.
I don't know. Who?
I'll tell you after you make your pick.
Oh, okay, good call. I'm so confident it's Cody, though. That stinks, man.
Like the microwave? Stinks.
Not that bad. I'll go Lance just because he's a draft evaluator, although I know that you're right. Brendan?
You're not drafting Kenny Pickett because of his hand size?
Well, if his hands are too small, I'm not drafting him.
Yep. Up 2-1,
you're up 2-1. That's unfortunate. That's so unfortunate. I would have been able to have that one right, which I disagree with about the
small
hands.
My other call, and again... My other call would have been, I could see Creighton screaming out something like that.
See, I don't think Creighton would discriminate against small hands.
I do, because I think he would be evaluating from how people evaluate talent in the NFL.
Where do you stand on that, by the way? The small hands, the hand size? Do you think that matters?
So I've seen Bradshaw and others talk about Bradshaw. Other guys would, like, overcompensate by other ways, by if you could put your pointer finger on the end of the ball or do other things in terms of grip. And there's other quarterbacks that have had small hands. But I believe at a certain point, you having small hands could be an issue. But if it's just, like, a little bit or whatever, I'm not worried. I'm not too concerned. If he's had the career he's had to this point, he's obviously been able to get the ball where it needs to go from point A to point B.
Kenny Pickett did not measure his hands at the Senior Bowl. And the thought here is because he has small hands and he wants to use these hand-stretching exercises that are going to expand his hand before the combine when they measure it. Brandon Allen, former quarterback, actually did that. Like, he was able to increase his hand size like a quarter of an inch. But Joe Burrow has 9-inch hands, like some of the smallest hands in the NFL, and he's the best quarterback in the NFL. So I think it's a terrible take. All right, I'm down 2-1.
All right, no pressure here, Jeremy.
There's so much on the line here.
This is the first week you've ever had a lead, and you are risking losing it. I know.
The rule that Joel hates absolutely killed me this week.
All right, I think this might be the toughest one of the week. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but quote number five, steroids are the only reason I'm not going to make it to Cooperstown.
What? Steroids are the only reason I'm not going to make it to Cooperstown. That's tough because that could be anybody. And this is somebody on the...
Yes, this is somebody on the ESPN 97.5 roster.
So steroids are the only reason I'm not going to make it to Cooperstown.
Who would make that claim?
Stop leading the witness!
He said, who would make that claim? He's telling me to answer the question. How is that leading at all? That's zero hint. That's zero leading.
Oh, I disagree. But
you have an answer here?
Yeah.
You think you know it?
Yeah. Not that I know it. I have a possible answer.
Hold on. I think if Jeremy wants, he can offer you the first guess.
Why are you changing the rules again?
Well, that actually makes sense. I mean, it would give you the benefit of...
I said offer. You can turn it down.
I'm not going to do that because that would be a terrible game strategy.
This is like press your luck. You get to pass on your whammies.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. That'd be terrible game strategy on my part. Terrible game theory. Steroids would be the only reason that I wouldn't make it to Cooperstown. I have no clue. I'll go...
At least you're not drawing out the process.
I'll go... We still got 2 minutes in the segment.
Okay, good.
I'll go Jake Asman.
Oh, my God. Really?
I don't know. I told you I didn't know. You know?
There's again, I've narrowed it down to two.
I feel even worse about my answer now.
I'm going to say of the two, Palillo.
That'd be three Palillos.
It's true.
I'm not voting out to the Hall of Fame.
You got a shot.
Because of the roids?
Yeah.
That is the only reason why I'm not going to make it to Cooperstown, I think.
The only reason.
That's the only one.
What a tease.
Steroids don't make great athletes.
I thought he was leading you down the line of the two over-the-top baseball guys on our air who would not make the statement necessarily about themselves, but make the statement about the players for the Hall of Fame, like Patrick Creighton or Charlie Palillo.
See, I actually thought it was going to be a reason they wouldn't go there. Was because it's such a sham that they wouldn't want to go to the Hall of Fame. And
that's overthinking
look at
it.
Them. Yeah, you're probably right. I almost guessed BK. BK was second on my list. And Brendan,
are you ever going to win?
I am angry at you that you started the clip with the dude I guessed. As soon as I heard Jake, I was like, I did it. Oh, I didn't. That was such a tease, Brendan Riley. No, I'm not ever going to win. I think it's becoming clear that I'm never going to win this game because I've lost for the fourth week in a row. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm not doing a dance this week. I'm not dropping the mic.
I'm acting like
I've been there before. Yeah. Just handed the ball to the official. I'm going back to the sideline.
713-780-ESPN. Joel, the reigning, defending,
undefeated
champion on the Killer Bees. When we come back, John McClain had a tweet talking about how all of the players that the Houston Texans have lost over the years, how they used to have superstar after superstar after superstar. Some Texans went at it. I want to discuss that when we come back. Also, who is the closest thing to a star now for the Houston Texans? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.